Here we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Send a message to Aaron. He'll respond if it's any good, even if it sucks. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, when you send smoke signals, when you use a telegraph, beep, 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 beep. Put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
84%, which is strong for a Wednesday.
Yeah, well, it's
a summertime Wednesday.
It's really a Tuesday for me, so I'm still very fresh and fired up. So I'm feeling like 95%.
I'll be honest. The more I look for, like, oh, what do we want to talk about in the sports world today? There's nothing. There's nothing I care about. I mean, I know the hot topic is Jimmy Butler, which
we did a video on that. People can watch that on SportsMap.
I don't want to say that it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. And everybody's speculating, oh, what would you give up for him? What would the Rockets look like with him? And it's like, is that it? I don't know.
Sometimes
days like this, they make me hate being in sports talk.
I'll just do a couple minutes on this because I feel exactly what you're talking about. And here's my problem with it. All these reports, they're bull bleep. They really are. Remember last month there was a report, oh, the Rockets want P.J. Tucker to retire as a Rocket and go into coaching. And then today, oh, the Rockets are looking to move P.J. Tucker to clear up cap space. Remember last year, oh, the Rockets are going to trade 4 draft picks for Jimmy Butler. Listen, Woj is great at what he does, but when has Woj ever been right about anything the Rockets have ever going to do? It's just they leak it to him, and agents leak it, and people leak stuff so that they can throw it out there and see how people respond, and then it never happens. Jimmy Butler ain't happening, okay? You could go ahead and record this. I want you to save this, all right? Because this will be like the Tiger Woods thing. You guys can make fun of me of it for years. Jimmy Butler ain't happening. Have we heard from Jimmy Butler? Is there any indication that he would even want to play here? Has there ever been any indication that he'd want to play here? That's what's frustrating about it. You get all these stupid stories. Oh, according to so-and-so. They're like the one that has the Rockets' wish list of free agents. Do you really think the Rockets put together a list and leaked it to somebody?
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
This is the other thing. I mean, if you're the Sixers, and the Sixers, I know Rockets fans, in their mind, they're this close to being the best team in the NBA. They're right there. Remember the Sixers went through this entire process that basically they tanked their team for years to build a contender.
Right.
Last year, like that tree started producing fruit. And this is a young core that we would expect to continue to get better. If you can sign Jimmy Butler, why wouldn't you sign him and keep him?
Well, yeah, that's the point. Just because, the Rockets want to do this. Well, Sixers can pay him more money. Sixers are closer than the Rockets are, I think. Certainly, depending on what happens in the East, if Kawhi leaves, they're probably the favorites. It just doesn't make any sense. And I think all of this stuff is being leaked by, well, in this case, I think the Rockets are leaking it so that it makes it look like they're out there battling.
I guess.
But really, how does Sam Amick get a list of, here's the list of Rockets targets: Danny Green, Jeremy Lamb, Al Farouq Aminu, DeAndre Jordan, Brooke Lopez, Kevon Looney.
That sounds like a list of all the free agents in the NBA.
Yeah, come on. And so that's a story. And it's frustrating because most of this is total BS. Now, you go back and look at the history of Daryl Morey's trades. How many times have they leaked before?
They almost never.
Almost never. And like how many the Harden trade came out of nowhere.
And how many times has has he been leaked to a free agent signing and then
nothing,
not sign that guy?
Percent almost 1,000.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah, so I think this whole silly season of NBA, 98% of the stuff that's out there is absolute garbage. And I think that's why you're frustrated, AJ, because you're seeing all this stuff and people are reporting it like they're, oh, this is the Rockets wish list. Oh, Jimmy Butler, woo! And the reality is they're just throwing, it's some agent's throwing something at him or some coach is throwing something at him or a GM to get him to write it. These guys aren't actually doing reporting and they don't know. None of it's going to happen. None of it.
I mean,
They have to keep themselves relevant. That's what it is.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of a way to keep the news cycle rolling. And I think that there are like hardcore NBA guys who they want some kind of news every day.
Yeah, well, they have to. It's funny because to me, this has sort of replaced the hot stove league in baseball.
Yeah.
The NBA has kind of, now that the finals are over, up until July 1st, they're trying to create news every day. And credit to them, because people are talking about it. And we're talking about it, but I'll be honest with you. When we're done with this, I'm done with it. Because we have a whole video on Sports Map coming about it. In fact, our first video is up on how the NBA should revamp the MVP voting.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we wound up doing like four videos yesterday. So, including one that was just for fun. But yeah, go check it out on sportsmap.com. Which, by the way, sometime today or tomorrow, we're going to pass 1 million page views for the month of June.
1 million page views.
Which I have to say, very proud of.
Congratulations.
So, 832, someone just leaked the potential list of girls I'm willing to date. Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Halle Berry. Yeah, it's just all right. 408. That's a weird time because usually when you just slam one of those, it's like 402, 403. And if you don't, then it makes it to like 4:30.
I drank one earlier. This is going to be my second one. This one's not even open yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oof.
Okay. Wow, two already? Are you really dragging that much today?
Yeah, I really am. I don't know what's going on. I'm tired all the time now.
Guess what? It's called working.
I know. I didn't think about that when I took this job.
Yeah,
I should have realized that it's like 12-hour days make you more tired than 4-hour days. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
even just being in the office.
I'm not good at math, but plus you think about all the little things. You don't get to go to the gym as much, which gives you energy. Yeah, there's little stuff like that. But you'll get it. You're getting there. You get this thing under control.
I'm out there battling.
Just got to have the right people helping you, and you'll be fine. And plus, you've got this down, man. You've been doing this long enough already. You got it nailed.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. I'm happy to do a complete show with no sports in it.
I mean,
you know what? I'm down for anything today.
Yeah. I still feel like there when there's news, we should talk it. I just don't know if there's really
news.
Well,
see, that's the point. And this is something that I've tried to avoid really my entire radio career, is talking about things that aren't news.
Yeah.
And like Jimmy Butler is a topic. It's not news. And that's the problem.
And I don't want to spend all day talking. And trust me, I've listened to sports radio all day. That's what everybody's talking about. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. Yeah. It's well, and that's another part of being in the time slot we're in and doing what you have to do. And if you listen all day to the same stuff, by the time we get on air, you're like, I don't want to talk about this crap.
I hope Jimmy Butler follows the Rockets on Twitter sometime in the next 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that way there can be a buzz about that. Someone can write a story about it.
Or he subtweets something about how great Harden is.
Yeah, the reality is he probably just wants to see what kind of dumb stuff they said after Harden didn't win the MVP. Yeah.
What if he liked their tweet on We Respectfully Disagree?
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Lamont makes a valid point on Twitter that the NBA is desperately trying to be like the NFL as a year-round sport, which, let's face it, the NFL is the only sport that is a year-round sport. And the NBA sees that and they go, oh, why not us? Well, because the interest isn't there, honestly.
No.
And free agency is about to start, so there will be a burst of interest. But
see, this is but from their perspective, it's perfect timing. Because what else is there?
That's a fact.
And that so now they're creating stories and creating a narrative. And people are following it because there's nothing else happening. What are we going to watch? Women's World Cup? Woo! Yeah. Megan Rapinoe saying, I'm not going to the White House. Ooh, there's news.
I don't think it's Rapinoe, is it?
I don't know.
I think it's Rapinoe.
It's Rapinoe. I know. Yeah, thanks for spoiling that for me. But yeah, that's what, you know, that's what people are going to latch on to. So I get what they're doing, and it's smart. And that's why league executives are out there leaking stuff to these guys. But guess what? You know, if this were a month later and training camps were open, crickets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the timing of it is everything. Plus, we're coming up on the absolute slowest sports week of the year with the baseball All-Star game.
Yeah.
So, again, it makes sense for them to...
So, that would then the only sport that's going stops going.
Right.
You know.
Except for Home Run Derby. You can talk about that.
Yeah, I guess.
So...
Let's talk about home run derby odds more than actual home run derby.
Nick says, I think you need a drink after that Jimmy Butler rant. It'll be okay, man. No, I'm not. It's more about creating a marketing situation than it is about actual news. It's just not news. And I hate how people grab it and run with it like it is. And I was listening to, I love Patrick Creighton, but I was listening to him filling in a little bit today for Charlie.
Nope, that was Cody Stoops.
Or Cody. Was that Cody?
That was Cody.
Okay.
Well, he did. I told you, all these fat Northeasterners.
They all sound the same. And they all spent an entire segment talking about Jimmy Butler to the Rockets, and that's when I flipped out.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I don't want to hear it.
And Kevin also, he knows the Rockets' way. The only guarantee is the Rockets will sign Jimmy Butler 4 years too late, like Carmelo, Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, et cetera. That's what the Rockets do. They pine over guys. And then as soon as no other team wants him, that guy's like, you know what? I'll come to Houston. And then he's washed up because no other team wanted him.
Well, you brought that up yesterday. So I'm sure they'd still go dig up Chris Bosch if they could.
Oh, of course. Yeah. The Red Rowdies would be headed to his house right now.
They'd probably give Carmelo another run.
Why not?
Yeah. But yeah, the bottom line is like I said, 98% of the stuff out there is never going to happen. And yeah, there's some intrigue. It's like, where does Kyrie Irving go? I think that makes a difference. Where does Kawhi Leonard go? That could change the entire West if he wound up with the Clippers. I think those things are intriguing, and those are actual stories because we don't know. But some of these, just let's speculate on this. You know what it feels like? And I did this yesterday, so I'll, you know, I kind of know a little bit about it. When you go to the doctor and they tell you the 50 things that could be wrong with you. It's like, could be leprosy, you know, could be dysentery, could be typhoid, could be, and then they get to you have a, you know, mild chest cold. That's kind of what it is. We're going through the whole gamut of what might be wrong, and in the end, it's a chest cold. Oh, well. Hey, the best thing about being home for me, Texas Mattress Makers, they've got the coolest beds, and they've got so much awesome stuff over there. Man, it's funny, when I got back in town, I realized how poorly I'd slept on the road because I didn't have my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. I've got the Athens. I've got the London downstairs. They're both great. And right now you can get the pocketed coil Monte Carlo, $409. How about that? You're going to save money. It's cool comfort. It's handcrafted just for you. And the best part is, you know, guys, go and see Yuval and the gang. Or go out to the one in Katy, see my man Lax. They're going to take care of you. Because what they do, they're like wizards. They'll take one look at you, and they're going to put you on the right mattress. And you're going to try a couple, and you go, yep, you're right. They know exactly what I should sleep on. They don't care about what you're spending. They care about how you sleep. And that's the best thing about it. They want a good, honest experience for you. And they know everything about these mattresses because they make them and sell them directly to you. You're going to save 50% off of what you would spend if you went to a retail store. Go visit them today. 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, exit 742, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, let me tell you about my computer career. And if you are working in a job where you aren't happy, you're not making enough money, you don't like your boss, you want something new, my computer career may be the place for you. If you're not loving what you're doing, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. And I know what you're thinking. I don't have any experience with computers. I don't know what I'm doing. That doesn't matter. They start you. That's what they do. They start it from the ground up. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students after graduation. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says KD contract opt out is news.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
So he's not going to...
Kevin Durant's not going to play for the Warriors on a one-year deal next year. What else do we know now?
Well, let's start speculating. He and Kyrie Irving met twice. Yeah, I think the main thing about that is he's not going to freeload off the Warriors for a year while he recovers.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, and somebody's going to pay him. But
I saw this today on ESPN.com, and this was this morning before the Kevin Durant news. They did a, they have like a panel of experts that predicted where everybody was going to go.
Yeah, I saw that. They put percentages on everything.
Yeah, and this morning, Golden State was 40%. Nets were 30%. Knicks were 30%. I'm guessing that's changed now.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson, he was 100% on the Warriors, according to this panel, which I've always said. Everybody says, what if Klay doesn't come back? I'm almost certain the Warriors will max offer Klay Thompson.
And why wouldn't they? Unless they're worried that the knee...
It's an ACL. I mean,
he should be back. He'll be back at some point next season.
Kawhi, 67%. Raptors, 33% Clippers.
Oh, geez, don't go to the Clippers, eh?
Kyrie, 97% Nets, 3% Knicks. Which means Kyrie is 100% guaranteed to be on a bad team next year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kemba Walker...
Yeah, see, that one was intriguing to me.
53% Charlotte.
Okay.
17% Boston. 13% Knicks. 10% Lakers. There's been a lot of talk about him.
Yeah, I would have thought that'd be a little higher.
And 7% Mavericks.
See, that's an intriguing spot.
And then...
With the two young bigs there, you put him there, that team would be intriguing. But, okay, so these are experts... And they're all guessing where everybody's going to be, basically. Right? I read that story too. And I would have liked to have seen more experts because it really seems skewered. If like three guys think one thing, the percentages seemed out of whack. But, you know, I think the really intriguing stuff is where does Durant go? And even that's not going to be intriguing until late next year, maybe.
Yeah.
And he may not even play next year. Where does Kawhi Leonard go? Because I think that move could change the balance of power. If he goes to the Clippers, that was a pretty good team already. I think that makes them one of the favorites in the West.
Well, I mean, the guys, I mean, Kevin Durant, and again, I'm assuming here that Klay Thompson is staying in Golden State. Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard are the only two free agents I think that are complete game-changing, yeah, franchise-changing guys.
And right now, Durant isn't.
Kyrie Irving, Kemba Walker, they're really good players, but they're not a player that you can throw... I mean, we've seen it. They're not a player you can throw onto a bad team and say, hey, this is our new star, and suddenly you're a contender.
Right.
A healthy Kevin Durant, a healthy Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi Leonard, he could go to Sacramento, and Sacramento is going to be pretty good. Kevin Durant could go to Sacramento and make them a contender. Not next year, obviously, but...
Right.
So...
Maybe not title contenders, but damn good teams.
Yeah. Whereas if Kyrie Irving went to Sacramento, or the Nets, or the Knicks, I mean, it's...
But,
you know what's going to happen. But if they both go, yeah. Kyrie and Kevin Durant go, Now it's interesting.
Yeah. Or if Kyrie were to go to the Lakers or someplace like that where there's
Kemba
already
Walker
players.
Goes to the Lakers.
Same thing, yeah.
He can have an impact, but he just won't have that impact if he's the guy. I mean, Kemba Walker would be the third best player on the Lakers. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know that's where those guys could make a difference when you start talking about title contenders.
Kawhi and KD can't go. There's no teams in the league that they can go to that they would be the third best player on. Those teams don't exist.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. But, I mean, all of this is going to play out next week. And, you know, but it's – and I get people like to speculate on things, but some of it's just silly. And, you know, to get back to the Rockets, to sit here and say, oh, here's their wish list. Okay. But, again, I'd like to hear from someone in the Jimmy Butler camp that says, you know, yeah, I'd like to go play for Houston.
Or never heard it.
No. No. And all I've ever heard from people is that he didn't like it here. And I've never heard that from him either. So, but I'd sure like to hear, yeah, that's a place I wouldn't want to go in. Oh, well. See, now look how much basketball we just did.
And then Bernardo says, are we sure the Warriors will offer Clay max money? The Warriors can negotiate and sign their guys now. No need to wait till free agency. I mean, I think it's just a matter of getting it done. I mean, I'm not sure. I can't say 100%, but I feel pretty good at saying 90%, 95%. I haven't heard Clay linked to anywhere else.
Well,
Clay hasn't said anything that makes it seem like he wants out of Golden State.
Yeah, there were some, oh, well, if he doesn't sign with Golden State, he'll go to the Lakers or the Clippers. But that's, again, that's just people throwing stuff up against the wall to get a reaction.
Well, and a lot of the thought was that Klay Thompson may not want to stay in Golden State if Kevin Durant's back.
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
And I think now the likelihood that Kevin Durant's back in Golden State is pretty low.
Fair.
And I'm not saying that like Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were Chris Paul and James Harden. I just think that Klay Thompson wants to have a bigger role than he's capable of having with Kevin Durant on the floor.
Yeah, and again, those were other stories that leaked.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, well, he wants more of a role. Well, then he got one when Durant got hurt, and he showed that he can do it. Then he got hurt. But, yeah, I do think at least now that the Warriors have lost, I think it makes a lot of this stuff more intriguing. But, you know, if the Raptors bring all their guys back, they're going to be pretty good again.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's going to – I think Milwaukee, depending on what happens with Middleton and some of the other guys there, Lopez was good for them too. I think that's a team that's going to be in the mix again next year. If you're Philly, yeah, you keep Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
You do your best to keep him.
Well, and then the Sixers, I mean, not only Jimmy Butler, but Tobias Harris. If they're able to bring both those guys back, whew. Now, to me, you're talking about a legit title contender.
Well, yeah,
as long as everybody stays healthy, which is unlikely with Embiid. But
right. But also that those guys continue to develop because now almost all of them should be at the point where, okay, we're about ready to take
that step.
That's
a good young core. Joel Embiid's probably one of the 10 most impactful players in the NBA already.
Yeah.
You know, there's other guys on that team you assume are going to continue to get better. But if they can re-sign Butler and Harris, to me, that's another team right there in the mix, and especially because you'll probably expect Boston to take a step back. I mean,
yeah,
I wouldn't. If I'm Philly, I'm not looking to blow that thing up. I'm trying to keep as much of it together as I can.
Yeah, well, this is why you built your team to this point.
Yeah,
and so now you can add that piece.
It's like the Astros.
Yeah, when
they
absolutely.
Go out and get Justin Verlander. Had they just gotten Justin Verlander for a year and said, "Okay, we won our championship. Get out of here." That would have been dumb. Like you've got a chance to have a special run. You keep those. You need to keep the veterans that you added in.
Well, I think the difference is if the Astros hadn't won, they would have gone all out to keep Verlander
probably
for another run. And that's what the Sixers should try to do here.
All right, guys. If you own your home and you like to save money, check out TGS Insurance. They've built a system that gives you a firm insurance quote in as little as 15 seconds using nothing but your address. It's so simple. You grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. That's all you need. They're going to give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. We're talking the average customer from 2019 saving over $870 on home insurance. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, and you don't need to wait until renewal because TGS takes care of the back end. Free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving now. In a cave. Now I'm like, nah, love, I'm good, go away. Ain't about to die with no money I done gave you. I was on top when it meant a lot. Still on top, like I'm scared of the drop. Still on top. ESPN 97.5.
So one thing I got to do while I was out of the country was introduce some of my family members to this little product called Cheers. Because they like to drink a little alcohol. I like to drink a little alcohol. And they tried it, and all of a sudden they got up the next morning like, holy bleep, this really works. I'm like, yeah, well, that's Blitzers know that. I know that. And guys, you want to feel better the next day. You got to get up and work in the morning. You're going to have a few drinks after work. Cheers is what you need. And I promise you, I use it all the time. It works. You don't have to take my word for it because Brooks and his team of five PhDs developed it. You might have seen him on Shark Tank. And he's an Ivy League scientist. So they're what we call smarts. And they use it. I use it. And it works like a charm. Gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts before the pain sets in. All you have to do is take 2 to 4 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. All you have to do to order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. If you order before 4 o'clock any day, it's going to be on your doorstep the next day because guess what? They're based right here in Houston. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Your liver is going to thank you. Doesn't matter where you are in the entire world. You can be in the USA. You can be in Canada. You can be in Mexico. You can be in Qatar. Don't drink without Cheers because it makes a difference. Cheershealth.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to call in. What are the odds Wednesday? You can also text your odds. You can also tweet your odds. I just saw this thing come across from that the governor of North Carolina signed a bill into law that legalizes alcohol sales at college sporting events. I know it's becoming a bigger deal all over the place. And I have to admit, I didn't know that places weren't selling alcohol. I went to the University of Houston. They were serving alcohol to us when we were underage. Which, you know. As long as I can remember, there's been alcohol at UH games. And it just surprises me that it's such a big deal everywhere else. I mean, beer. I don't know that. I don't know if I've actually bought any real alcohol there, but always
like liquor.
Yeah. But certainly beer.
Yeah.
Like we'd always go tailgate, drink a bunch of hard alcohol, get a little sloppy, go in, drink beer, and that would sober us up. You know, because it was, at the time, it was, you know, the kind of beer that sobers you up. But now they got really good beer there. They had a bunch of good craft beer and stuff. But I'm just surprised. And so I guess that was the exception. I guess more schools didn't have it.
Yeah.
But Jared asks, what are the odds CP3 makes it further in the playoffs than Harden?
I mean,
they're going to be on the same team.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see.
I mean, Harden's made it to a Western Conference Finals before.
Yes. Well, so's Paul 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then he snapped.
Yeah. I'm going to say they finished tied.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If anything, I would say Harden will go further. It's probably 55-45 Harden because he's going to have a longer career.
Here's an interesting one for you. Do you know who won a title before James Harden? Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Going back to that deal.
Well, it's easy when you play with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, if James Harden was the second best player on the Raptors, he wouldn't want a title there too.
Yeah, might have won more than one.
Yeah.
If they had Leonard there for a couple of times. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I wanted to do like 20 seconds of hockey. Why did your Predators trade PJ Subban?
I don't know.
I love that guy. He's like loved everywhere he goes. I mean, he's $9 million cap hit, and I know you got a bunch of defensemen. But, man, if I'm a Devils fan, I'm really excited.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know much about the prospects that they got. But
very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't get much.
Well,
yeah, it was almost a salary dump.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, so. Well, I get having to shake things up. And I guess, and with a team like that, you're so close year in, year out. You know, you need that one move to put you over the top. I don't know that this is the one. Did you see the Jeopardy dude played in the World Series of Poker?
No.
Yeah, he played in...
I mean, he's got some dough to throw around now.
Yeah, $1,500 buy-in. And there were 1,800 players. 281 got paid. He finished 454th.
281 got paid?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he did not make the money.
Mm.
I don't think he cares.
He must be really disappointed.
He's also going to... he's also playing with Mike Sexton in the $1,000 buy-in tag team event.
Tag team back again.
You know, that's something we ought to do. It's only $1,000 buy-in. Go play the tag team event one year.
I mean,
it'd be fun. I'd like our chances.
I don't know how tag team poker works.
I don't either. I just know it's two players. Okay.
All right.
So.
Did you see the return of the great George Springer last night?
I did.
I mean, it was kind of meh.
Well, I mean, it's going to take a while for him to get back, but it was nice having him back at the top of the lineup. And they did, you know, they got the win. Gerrit Cole was really good. Man, I wish they had him locked up.
Yeah, John and I had a lengthy discussion about that. Why they're dragging their feet on that thing? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, what did his buddy Jim Crane tell him? Because I know they go out on the yacht together.
He gave me no insight.
They play golf together.
Yep.
So he knows everything about it. He and AJ Hinch, same thing.
Yeah,
they're all buddies.
You just mean AJ?
Yeah,
they're on a first name basis.
Oh, well, Granato knows all those guys.
Yeah,
he's connected to everybody. So, I'd like to see that, but more importantly, I still think, and it's the same thing I've been saying since before the season, get to the trade deadline, get me a third starter who'll be reliable for the playoffs, and I'll take my chances with this team.
Yeah.
Winning the whole thing.
I'm with you.
Because
if they're healthy.
If they're healthy. And, you know, and if Alvarez continues to develop, which is, you know, that would be such a nice little bonus to have that kind of hitter, you know, for the rest of the season and then into the playoffs. So, you know, they're fun to watch. It's gotten where, you know, when they sucked, I couldn't watch a whole Astros game on TV. It's like you turn it on. By the third inning, you know what's going to happen because they're down 6-1, and it's kind of like, okay, this is over. But I've probably watched more complete Astros games in the last year and a half than I had in probably the 10 years prior. Plus, baseball's kind of easy. You can flip over and watch other stuff in between innings.
I can't sit down and watch a full baseball. I mean, playoffs I can.
Yeah.
But it's hard for me to, like, sit there and stare at a baseball game for the... I just can't. It's
just cool that they're fun to watch now. Because I'm always curious now when Alvarez comes up. What's he going to do? And last night it was, okay, I want to watch Springer and see how he looks. At least, to me, that's more interesting than, oh, the Rockets are going to go after Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And fail miserably. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, we talk college football for a second?
Just sure.
Very briefly? This is not something you are in favor of, but there's a lot of push out there now for an expansion of the playoff.
I know.
And Georgia, interestingly enough, the AD was at a conference and he was talking about football scheduling. And he's talking about making his schedule tougher because he thinks the expansion is coming.
I mean, it's wise.
I have mixed feelings about this. because I like the idea of more meaningful early season games. Like, let's have Georgia play Oklahoma early. Let's have Texas play Ohio State again. That was so much fun when they did that two-year deal with Texas and Ohio State. Those are the kind of games that we would see more of because you can afford to lose those and still make the top eight.
Yeah.
And the charm of college football's season has always been the regular season is so meaningful.
Yeah.
And then the postseason's meaningless except for the playoffs. So would it really be a bad thing to create four more, well, basically two more meaningful games at the end of the season and five or six more meaningful games early in the season? Would that really be all bad?
I want to say no, but it just seems like it's so easy now to just go out and schedule a decent schedule and earn your spot and reward teams who play a tougher schedule and punish teams who don't. I've talked about this before. If you lose a game and the game that you lost was to a really good football team that you went out of your way to schedule, that's more impressive to me than being unbeaten and playing the Citadel. You know what I mean? Like,
right. But I think this kind of encourages that because,
yes,
especially if you start adding another, essentially a wild card spot, then, you know, if you're, we'll use Texas as an example. Let's say, and Texas goes out and schedules Clemson and Ohio State, loses to one but beats one of them, and it comes down to a tie late. It's like, hey, they lost to Ohio State, who's number two,
yep,
and they beat Clemson. And I think that those kind of, adding those more games like that will help you. Now, the question is, are we going to get great matchups when we get to eight? And then there's going to be the same argument about, you know, nine should be in instead of eight, 10 should be in instead of eight.
What I've always said that I don't like about expansion, and especially to 16.
Yeah, I think eight is as far as you can go. I really do.
Because if you go more, and even to me, eight is kind of iffy, because at least with four, typically if there's an unbeaten team or two, then three and four are one-loss teams. Where my problem comes in is if a team lost twice in the regular season, do they deserve an equal shot at the championship as the team that lost zero in the regular season?
See, I just don't think it's that black and white. If it's LSU losing to Alabama by a late field goal and then losing to Georgia on a late field goal, but big wins over everybody else, that's not the same as a two-loss team that doesn't have those kind of games.
But do they deserve the same chance as an undefeated Alabama or a one-loss Georgia to play for that championship in a year that they lost to both of them?
I think it's all context. I mean, if their quarterback goes down in the fourth quarter when they've got a 10-point lead and they lose to Georgia, they're the better team and lost the game. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's not that simple to just say, well, a two-loss team shouldn't get in. You have to look at what those two losses were. What if they beat A&M when they were number one? What if they beat...
When will A&M be number one?
We're talking total speculation, right? That's a possibility one of these years. No, but let's say they
like, now, I can't even take this conversation seriously.
No, A&M got into the damn top four at one point a couple years ago. So let's say they beat them when they're good. Let's say they beat Auburn when Auburn's really good. And those teams wind up with two losses as well. I mean, I think there's... Yeah, I think it's not that easy to just say, well, they got two losses or out. I think you have to take everything in context.
Well, when you get up to 16 teams, there's going to be unbeaten teams and there's going to be teams that have three losses. And then to me,
now I don't know, why are we getting to 16? I'm talking about eight.
Well,
because I think eight I can live with. 16 I can't.
Okay. Well, because you've been a proponent before for 16.
Many years ago, I thought it should be 24.
Okay.
But if you're going to do that many, you should do let's base it on the top 25 and then have a play-in round and get rid of all these crap bowl games. But I think the more I look at it now, I think eight teams is perfect. I think you give the little guys their shot to get killed. And then, you know, you get a team. Like, remember a couple of years ago, USC had some injuries and they wound up losing three games. And if they hadn't lost three, that at the time we thought they were playing as well as anybody in the country, they get their shot. I don't have a problem with all that. I don't think it in any way diminishes the regular season. But and I think it makes it better because you have those games early. But
So one of the things that I've thought of, well, I guess we got to take a break. On the other side, I'll tell you, I've softened a little bit to where I've got an idea of maybe something that I would see as acceptable, where you reward the guys who have the best regular season and still have more teams in. We'll talk about that on the other side.
If you've softened a little bit, you should go see your friends at the wife. Oh, no, sorry. We're not going to that. All right. No. So I was just trying to help.
No, if you soften a little bit, then you need Carbock.
Oh, that'll stiffen Carbock you up.
Always. Yeah, a stiff one at Carbock will always perk you up. And guys, say, come the 4th of July, right around the corner. What are you going to be doing on the 4th of July? Let me tell you. You're going to be out there at the brewery, raising your glass. You're going to be wearing a red, white, and blue tank top and super short red shorts that you've got to worry about your package coming out of, and your glass is going to be full of beer high in the air, and Cheap Trick is going to be rocking out. You're going to be eating some awesome food off of a food truck. Your kids are going to be there because kids under 12 get in free, and there's going to, you know, it's going to be delicious food and free parking. It's going to be the best night of your life. And then at the end of the show, boom, fireworks. Now, kids, go to bed. It's nighttime. Me and Mom have some business to take care of. What, who wouldn't want that night? That's what you can do. Tickets for Cheap Trick, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Cheap Trick, I might add, available at CarbockBrewing.com. Doors open at 6. Tickets are available now. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with what's going on at the brewery, what's going on in the restaurant, what's going on with their concert series. There's always something great going on at Carbock. Pick up your favorite Carbock today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. What are the odds Wednesdays? 713-780-ESPN is your number. Lamont says, I think 4-8-16 is short-sighted. Make a real damn playoff with the top 25. Make the math work. Well, you'd have to do top 24. And that was like 12 years ago, I thought was a really good idea. And here's why. Because the bowl games, with very few exceptions outside the playoff, suck. They're meaningless. Players don't play in them. I think the one exception this year was Texas-Georgia because it was a big deal for Texas to get back to a New Year's Six. And I think there's about one or two a year where it means something to the teams to play. And if you did go to 24... the one positive is those games would actually mean something. But let's say Maryland's number 24 and gets in, and they're playing in the play-in. Is that going to get more interest than your random tax layer bowl? Like Maryland, Texas A&M in a first-round matchup.
I mean, would it get more interest than if
would
if
more
it
people be
matter?
Interested? Yes. I think there
would be more people interested.
And then the whole argument
but
is...
Do you really want to see Maryland, Texas A&M in a playoff game?
If it actually means more than a bowl game? I mean, it's the same matchup. Let's say you have the same matchup and whatever
bowl
game.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I don't want to watch it either way, honestly.
Well, the thing is, I don't know that I do either. I'm just trying to make an argument for the 24 teams.
Okay.
And
I just feel like by the end of the season, you know who's good and who's not good enough to be a champion. And I just want to see the best teams play for it. I don't need to see every team in it. It's not like the NCAA tournament. It's not the same. It's just not the same because you need a week between every single game. It's just, it's too much. And I thought about this earlier. You know, I mean, earlier, I say a couple weeks ago when someone was asking me about football playoff expansion. What if they went to 6?
Yeah, see, I don't like the 6 idea. And a lot of people throw that out. A lot of people throw out 12. I think if you're going to expand it, make it 8, but leave it at 8.
Because to me, if you're going to have added teams in, there should be some reward for the teams who were the best in the regular season.
Well, those teams have the better seed. They get to play the weaker teams. That's just like the NFL playoffs.
I mean, they still have to play an extra team.
So?
I mean, in the NFL playoffs, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but those teams still have to win, what, three games to get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
To win a Super Bowl. So, I'm against going out of your way to make it easy on the top two teams, especially if you think, now, last year it was pretty clear who the top two teams were.
So last year was an example of we don't need a playoff.
Right.
I mean, there's some years where it's like, years I understand why we need one. Some, and I don't think we've had a year where we've needed more than four, maybe one. And sorry, Baylor. Whatever. You weren't winning that thing anyway. But I think there's more examples of when you need less than four than there are of when you need more than four.
Yeah, but I also think there's a little chicken and egg happening here. I think if you expand it, then maybe some of these other teams increase their talent level enough. Maybe it does become more competitive.
Possible.
But, yeah, I do think the thing is, if Clemson and Alabama had to play an extra game last year, they weren't going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's a rarity, though. There's going to be years where, you know, Alabama gets a bad matchup. Well, I thought Oklahoma was a bad matchup for him and didn't work out. But, yeah, so I can see the appeal of eight. If you were to do it at 24, I could see that too, because the one positive there is you're getting rid of a bunch of crap bowl games that mean nothing. And you're replacing them with games that at least mean something. And then it becomes a different thing. So if you're, let's use Aggie as an example. Let's say A&M wins two playoff games. They win a play-in and then they win another one. It's a much more successful season than winning a chicken bowl.
Yeah.
Even if you don't get all the way. Let's say you're UCF or Houston and you win one of the play-ins and you upset somebody in the next round. That's a big deal. That's a bigger deal than winning the Peach Bowl for those type of schools. Now, if you're Ohio State, you know, it just comes down to everything
for
else.
For me, though, I just care about who wins the championship.
Yeah, but that's fine. But I also think it's like with the NFL playoffs. It's when your Texans go 9-7 and win the AFC South, that's a big deal to them, even if they don't get far in the playoffs. Just different goals. That's all. And Brandon says, why not go to the FCS playoff format, at-large bids and conference champs make the playoffs? I know it's a lot of teams, but there's already a base to go off of. Yeah, I think that, to me, you just have to be really careful with how much you expand this thing. And if you go to 24, and I'm going to have to go find that article, although I don't think that website exists anymore. It was back in the Examiner days. We were both writing.
That website doesn't exist anymore.
But, I had it worked out where there was a play-in and then down to 16. And then 16 or 20, I don't remember. That was a long time ago. But I had a really good format worked out for it. So that's three now at 4:56.
Three
so,
in the first hour. That's a strong.
You're on a very good pace here. Very good pace. My man Lawyer Dave on the phone yet? And TW says, AJ, if you only care about who the champion is, then just go back to the BCS stuff. If you guys listen to the show for a long time, here's what AJ really wants. AJ wants to be able to pick the two teams he wants to see and have them play for the national championship and forget everybody else. And he's always been honest about that.
Yeah.
So he should be in charge of it. He should pick the teams. I'm more of a, you know, let's actually have some playoffs. Maybe we get an upset here or there. That'd be fun. And, you know, but no. AJ wants to pick the two teams. All right, well.
It would work.
Maybe. What if somebody disagreed with you 1 year? Just 1 year. Like last year's easy, okay? A trained donkey could have picked the two teams last year.
Yeah.
Not that you're a trained donkey. But.
Close.
Any of us could have picked the teams last year. Even Aaron. I think even Aaron could have picked those two teams. But most years, if you're just picking two, I think there's arguments to be made, especially, and the problem is because everybody plays in with different conferences, you can't really gauge the difference in talent level. I mean, you know the SEC is going to have the best players, but does that mean they have the better teams necessarily? It's just sometimes it's hard to compare when you don't have common opponents and things like that. But all right, well, Lawyer Dave is probably in court saving a blitzer. That's what he does. He represents blitzers who've been hurt in all kinds of accidents, whether it's a car accident, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall. Maybe you've gotten bad drugs or hospital negligence. Lawyer Dave takes care of you. And the best thing about Lawyer Dave is he does not charge for consultations. So if you have a legal question, you can give him a call. And if you think you need a lawyer, you can give him a call. He'll tell you. And guess what? Maybe you got hurt in this accident. You can't afford to go to the doctor. And trust me, those bills are expensive. Well, guess what? He's going to put you with a doctor. He doesn't get paid until you win. So he's betting on you. And that's the best thing. It doesn't cost you a dime to make the call. And maybe he can help you, maybe he can't. But if he can't help you with a legal issue, he'll put you with somebody who can. He just wants to help the Blitzers. And that's what he's out there doing, making the Blitzers money. He doesn't get paid until you win. Based right here in Houston, but he practices all over Texas. Give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. And tell you what, it's not just the Blitzers he helps. He's done stuff for me and AJ too, and he's just fantastic. He is the official lawyer of the Blitz. 713-626-8900 or on Twitter at LawyerDaveLaw or go to the website lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.